Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I love what Psalm 92 says in the first two verses. It says, "It is wonderful to be grateful and to sing your praises, Lord Most High. It is wonderful each morning to tell about your love and at night to announce how faithful you are." I love that. I love that idea of bookending the day with that idea of gratitude. Well, one of the reasons why we have to be grateful, and there's so many reasons, but one of the reasons is that our God is a God of second chances. What I love is that throughout Scripture, God gives people a second chance. Think about Jonah. God had given Jonah in the Old Testament a powerful mission. He wanted him to go to Nineveh, to a sinful people, to preach a message so that they would repent and turn to God and not experience God's judgment. But what's interesting is that Jonah didn't like those people. Jonah did not like the people of Nineveh, and so honestly, he did not want them to repent. He wanted them to be judged, and so because of that, Jonah ran away. He ran away from God. He ran away from God's mission. He ran away from the thing that God wanted him to do, and he ended up in the belly of a fish. But God still gave him a second chance. And I wish everybody that listens to this episode would realize that if God could give Jonah, and there's so many other examples in Scripture, but if God could give Jonah a second chance, he can give one to you as well. What do you do with that? What do you do when it dawns on you that God is a God of second chances? Well, one of the things that I think ought to happen is for us to live out of a place of gratitude. At least at first, Jonah had that sense that when God gave him a second chance, he thanked God before he had even been rescued. He says in Jonah 2, verse 9, "As for me, I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving." And so I want to encourage you, if you've already experienced that second chance, do what Jonah did. Wake up every single day with the sense that God didn't have to do it, that God does not have to give me another chance, and out of that place, offer up gratitude. That's why I love Psalm 92. I love those phrases. "It is so wonderful," he says, "to be grateful. It is so wonderful to sing your praises. It's so wonderful each morning to tell about your love and at night to announce how faithful you are." When you've got this sense that God has forgiven you so much, it is impossible to not just be grateful. It's not a one-time prayer. It is a lifestyle kind of thing. It's this attitude of gratitude, this lifestyle that says, "God, I am so grateful. I'm going to sing of that. I'm going to be reminded of it every single morning and every single night." And so, my friend, if you're listening to this today, if you've still got air in your lungs and you've got blood in your veins, God still has something in front of you. And no matter what's happened in the past, you can thank God that he is a God of second chances, that God hasn't given up, that his mission isn't over. God wants to use you. He is a God of second chances.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.